Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Bossy Football Show, week number two of this 2025 campaign. The Bulldogs open up the season on the road against a very good Vincennes Lincoln team this past Friday night, and we'll be on the road again this Friday. They'll go out to Central Stadium to take on the Bears, and that'll be our game here on ESPN 97.7 coming up on Friday night. We'll come back. We'll talk to Stephen Mullen. Also, Tyreek Robbins will be joining us during this edition of the Bossy Football Show. Here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time, as always, and enjoy talking Bossy football with you and your players. Let's just go back to Friday night. A long trip up to Vincennes. The final meeting between Bossy and Vincennes as members of the SIAC Conference. They've got a really good offense led by an outstanding quarterback. I know the game was pretty tight there in the first half, and then the second half, maybe the depth kind of took over for Vincennes. But overall, your thoughts on your performance for week one?
I mean, overall, like you said, we played pretty well in the first half. For the guys we had out there, for a lot of them was their first varsity football game. So, I was proud of the guys in the first half, but like I told them after the game, we got to be able to finish the whole game. I mean, I know you're tired, but they were too. They have a lot of guys going both ways as well. So, you know, and I kind of even reiterated that's the importance of being here all summer as well, because you can get that conditioning in. So maybe that'll kind of stick with some guys for – in the future to come. But, you know, I was proud of us in the first half. We just got to learn to finish a football game as we go on throughout the season.
Well, Coach, and obviously, you know, talking to other coaches during these weekly shows each and every week, a lot of them after, you know, the week one, that they all pretty much say the same thing, you know. You're going to gauge a football team by how much progress is made between week one and week two. That might be the most important week of the season because, you know, that first week you've got, as you mentioned, a lot of guys maybe making their varsity debut. You're on the road. You're playing a very, very good team. And, you know, you learn an awful lot. So, you know, on the bus ride back from Vincennes on Friday, getting together on Saturday, watching the film over the weekend, talk about some of the positives that you are able to take from that football game on Friday and address your team over the weekend with it.
I mean, there was, some emotions in the locker room when we got there, after the game. And, the kids, did a good job of handling themselves well on the bus, kind of thinking about maybe, what we could have done better as a team or what we need to prove on this week. And then, we always let guys come in on Saturday if they need ice or anything like that, and they can watch the film with us. But most of our film's on Monday, so we sat down with, all our varsity guys while JV went and played over at Tell City. So we set them all down, kind of, said we're going to, you're not going to like everything you hear right here, but it's important that we correct these things if we want to win football games. Like we tell them straight up, if we don't correct these things, you're going to have the same result most of these weeks here. So I'm hoping they took that to heart and, we come out and finish good practice this week.
Okay, so again, going back just from a positive standpoint, some things that took place during the game, whether it was offense, defense, or maybe some individuals that kind of stepped up that maybe you weren't counting on, who graded out, or some things, like I said, from a positive aspect that you were able to take away from that game?
Well, we kind of hoped Hayden was going to step it up, which he did. I think he got about 18 carries for 150 yards. We had kind of three backs going, and Brandon Waller, Kyson Robinson, and Tyreek Robbins. And I think they added about another 50, which, we'd like a little more than that. And the next thing is that, Aiden needs to trust his receivers this week, but, he found some guys that were open, and we just got to make catches and big plays to, be able to stick around in that ball game a little longer.
All right, so week one is in the books for Bossy. They'll turn their attention to the Central Bears. When we come back, we'll visit with Tyreek Robbins and then get the scouting report on the Bears from head coach Stephen Mullen a little bit later on. This is the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, senior wide receiver, running back, defensive back Tyreek Robbins joining us in this segment. Tyreek, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And, well, the season got off to kind of a little bit of a shaky start this past Friday night up at Vincennes, taking on a really good Lincoln team. Just kind of your thoughts, Tyreek, just on how the Bossy Bulldogs played up there.
I think we played the first half, we played pretty good. It was 12-6. I think we played good that half. I just think the next half we got down on ourselves and a little bit tired. So, I think we did pretty good for the first half, though.
Well, then obviously, depth is going to be a factor, and certainly last week I know the temperature cooled off just a little bit, so it wasn't as bad as it was at the start of the week. But I guess, when you guys get in really full game shape here, hopefully sooner rather than later, some of that fatigue maybe in the third and fourth quarters will not be there anymore.
Can you repeat yourself again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying that, with the season moving along, if you got fatigue in the third and fourth quarters of these football games, when you guys get in some better shape, hopefully sooner rather than later, fatigue will not be a problem anymore.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, we're just going to keep working on keeping our energy reserved and working on just staying conditioned.
What were some of the things from a positive standpoint, Tyreek, that you took out of that football game, both offensively and defensively?
Offensively, I think we had over 200 rushing yards on offense. Just getting the passing game a little bit better, that's all. And then on defense, we just need to stop the run on defense. That's what I feel we need to do better at.
All right, well, you guys now turn your attention to the Central Bears. That'll be another game on the road coming up on Friday night. It's a game we're going to have here on ESPN Radio. What are your initial thoughts after watching the Central and Modern Day game as far as the Bears are concerned?
I'm sorry, can you repeat yourself one more time?
Yeah, I was going to say you had a chance to, you know, you guys play the Central Bears coming up on Friday night. They're coming off a loss to Modern Day. As you take a look at the Central, or at the, yeah, the Central film, what are your thoughts as you prepare for that game?
Oh, looking at the Central film, I see that they, when they're on defense, they don't get ready in time. So on offense, I think we can, if we hurry up and get ready, sit on the ball, we can catch them off guard with a couple of plays.
Well, obviously, last year was a very close game. I don't think it was decided until the last minute or so of that game. I'm sure you remember that contest as well. So what will Bossy have to do this week, Tyreek, in order to get that first victory and go 1-1 on the season?
I just think we got to be ready to go. Just watch anything that's coming, watch any motions, any different formations that they have coming at us, and I think we should be pretty good for this game.
You guys got a lot of young football players. I mean, you certainly being a senior, you've been around. But talk about the development, Tyreek, of these young guys. Last year you had a lot of freshmen playing. They're now sophomores. How are these young guys coming along?
Oh, these guys are coming along great. We got wide receiver LaTroy. He's pretty good, number eight. And our running back, he's good too, coming into this year. Been working on footwork with him and everything. So I think these young guys are pretty ready to go.
All right. Have you had a good week of practice so far?
Yep. Just watching film and everything, working on some plays.
That sounds good. Well, Tyreek, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and good luck to you and the Bulldogs on Friday night against Central.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That's Tyreek Robbins. We'll come back. We'll get the scouting report on the Bears from head coach Stephen Mullen when this Bossy Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show for week two. The Bulldogs will be at Central coming up Friday night. We'll have it for everybody here on ESPN, beginning with our pregame show at 6, kickoff set for 6:30. Stephen Mullen rejoining us. Well, Coach, you take a look at the Central Bears, and they had a tough night in the bowl last week against a really good modern-day football team. When you took a look and broke down the film of Coach Artis and the Bears, as you apply your game plan this week, just your thoughts on Central.
They got dudes. You know, we've kind of known that going into this season. It's kind of like the J.J. Redick effect. Some of these kids I've been seeing since they were freshmen, it's kind of like, wow, they're still there. So, you know, he's got some great athletes, you know, a good offensive and defensive line that play very aggressive. And I think, you know, that score of that game maybe doesn't indicate the game itself, because they had a lot of opportunities where they drove it down to the red zone and maybe just couldn't finish, which we know that as well from our end. So, but no, he's got a great football team. You know, the discipline is great to see out of that group over the years since Coach Artis has taken over. So we know we're going to expect a, you know, good game on Friday night, and hopefully we can hang around and give ourselves a chance to win.
Well, certainly last year, and I hate to bring this up to you, Stephen, because last year, I mean, it was a tremendous football game, and Central made one more big play at the end of that game and escaped Enloe Field with a win. I'm sure that the guys that were on that field a year ago remember that and don't want another repeat of that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they talk about that a lot. But, you know, kind of talk on that account, that was just a great football game and all. And that's really what I'm looking for here at Bossy, is us to be able to compete in games like that, that give our kids Friday night, you know, atmosphere. It was a loud atmosphere for both our teams, you know. And it was a really good football game. So, like I told my kids even at that time, like, you know, we got to learn to put games away. But, you know, hats off to them last year. And, you know, obviously that kind of sits with some of our seniors as well as some of our younger guys that played in that game. So, hopefully our focus is good this week and we're able to prepare to give them a good football game on Friday.
Well, we're certainly expecting that. I mean, they've got skilled athletes. You've got skilled athletes as well. So, I mean, it could be and should be an outstanding football game on Friday night. Other than the obvious, Stephen, of, you know, cutting down mental mistakes and the penalties and the turnovers, are there certain keys this week that you're going to really focus on in practice and have been focusing on that you hope to execute in order to, after 48 minutes, walk out of there with a win on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, we got to continue to kind of look at our personnel groupings, see who fits where, definitely on the line as well as defensive line. So, you know, there will be changes throughout the week unless, you know, some other things happen. But we're going to continue to look at our personnel and kind of fine-tune some things in our blocking scheme, because we missed a lot of big blocks that, you know, I mean, Aiden had 150 on the ground last week, but he could have had a lot more if, you know, our offensive line would have kind of done the blocking scheme the way that it's drawn up. So, you know, kind of stir that thing up, you know, stir up some of our plays as well as some of our routes out of our receivers. So there's a lot to fix this week. We're hoping we can get it done before Friday.
All right, what do you expect from them offensively and defensively on Friday night?
I mean, we're charting their formations, and it seems like every other play is a new formation. So, you know, I'm not trying to get my guys caught up. So they run a lot of formations. You know, they have some trick plays out of their flea flicker that they ran whatever you call it, that one trick play. But they have one that they ran quite a few times. So, you know, just making sure our guys are ready for both the run and the pass, because they can do both, you know, very well. So, you know, this week, just, you know, continuing to scout them throughout the week and make sure our kids are prepared the best of their abilities.
All right, final question. Hopefully you get out of Vincennes without any major injuries.
Yeah, we didn't suffer any injuries, you know, out of the norm. You know, guys are obviously a little banged up. You know, some of our freshmen have never played varsity football. And I kind of told them, you know, that's kind of week by week, you know, once you get to the varsity level, because, you know, guys are stronger and faster and bigger than you're used to when you were playing, you know, eighth grade football last year. So, you know, making sure that, you know, if you're a lineman, tape your hands up. Make sure that we're getting good stretches in and stuff like that, and preparing ourselves for the football game. It can't just be on Friday night you show up. You kind of got to prepare yourself throughout the week, as well as hydration.
Stephen, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. As always, much success to you guys on Friday night against Central.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, that's Stephen Mullen. This has been the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.